Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
The following is the definition of the word cretin. Offensive noun. Late 18th century fusion from Latin and French, usually used as a derogatory slang term for someone perceived as being stupid, foolish, or incompetent. Also, meaning someone who enjoys conversations regarding movies, comics, TV, video games, nerd culture, pop culture, tiki drinks, theme parks, anime,
nani?
Bidets, counterculture, board games, card games, and we fight over championship belts, baby. Excuse me. Join Jay, Bob, and Corey for all these topics on the Cretins Guild podcast, somehow part of the Podfix Network.
The Cretins Guild podcast can be found on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube, amongst other places. Do not listen while operating heavy machinery. Our moms think we're cool. Offer void in Kentucky. Notify your doctor if laughter exceeds 4 hours. Podfix.
Hello. Salve Chagrin here. You know, podcast mogul, media darling, my county's turducken cooking champion 5 years running. The secret is in the ooze. I mean the sauce. And that is what I feel about the Podfix Network, which I head up as well. The secret is in the sauce. Only sauce is replaced by shows. And since you have been listening to them give you a phrase of the day for 3 weeks running, I guess that means not much secret going on anymore. Except for the list of daily phrases which no one will tell me ahead of time. At first, that bothered me. But, the more I thought about it, what that really meant was, less that I actually had to do for this whole Napod Pomo thingy. So I guess you could say I am thankful. Hopefully, with the busyness of the holiday and the shopping and whatnot, you can take some time to be thankful for the small things. And by small things, I mean these little daily episodes. Except the ones Keith or Vlado are part of. Those guys talk a lot. Seriously though, have a great holiday week. We at the network are thankful for you. Chagrin. Out.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean, casting nets, fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
It is a podcast. Hello, Clay Groves here from the Fish Nerds Podcast. Chief Executive Fish Nerd, your best friend, blah, blah, blah. It's National Podcast Posting Month, and I'm making this little mini episode for the Podfix Network, because every day this month, the Podfix Network is doing idioms, strange idioms, and this is, I get to do a second one. I get seconds, which is my great, because I know everything. I know all. And the idiom, the second idiom of the month that they've assigned me is cut somebody some slack. So I'm going to tell you a brief history, a story of where the phrase cut someone some slack has come from. You might use it in your everyday life, but you're actually using it wrong. Common usage now, currently, you know, like let's say you're working hard on something and someone's giving you a hard time and you're like, you know, hey, cut that guy some slack. He's working hard. That means you mean take it easy on them. Let them have some wiggle room. But that's not the true meaning of the phrase cut somebody some slack. It's actually an old English fishing phrase. Yeah, it's true. I'll tell you a story about where it came from. There was a English shark fishing team back in the late 1600s, and they fished for sharks out of dories. And they would row these dories out into the English Channel, and they would throw pig blood off the side of the boat into the water to attract the sharks. And they were fishing for sharks with you know, really long, heavy fishing line, because they didn't have nice monofilm like we have now. They had to make it out of like twine and sinew and stuff like that with these giant fishing hooks. And there was this couple out there fishing on their dory, a couple of guys out there. They were good friends. They called each other's bloke a lot. Bloke's an English word that means, hey man. It's like, hey bloke, you would say. That's English for like, hey man. And they were out there fishing and having a good time. They were drinking a lot of Guinness, because that's all they're allowed to drink in England. That's the state law. And they're having a good time fishing, drinking their tea. I had a nice fine kettle of tea on their boat with them. And one day, these couple of fishermen hooked up on a very, very big shark. And they're reeling it in, fighting it in, fighting it in. And the line kept going loose. And loose line, as you know, is called slack. It means the line gets loose. It's loose line. And while it got loose, one of the fishermen's arms got stuck in it. And then the fish, the shark, pulled the line tight, so tight that it started cutting through this fisherman's arm. And the fisherman, trying to yell for help, couldn't speak well because he was in such pain. He was yelling, cut it, cut it, cut it. And he didn't cut it. And eventually his arm got sliced off with this fishing line, fell in the channel there, attracting more sharks, which is unfortunate. Now he's only got one arm. So they had to put a Band-Aid on his arm that got cut off. Eventually he had to get a hook on there. Took up pirating later. That's another story. They went home. You know, they had some Triscuit or some crackers or something. And then a couple days later, they had to get back out and fish because, you know, that's their job. And back in those days, if you didn't go to work, you didn't get paid. There was no sick days. You lose your arm, you had to go back out right away. So they row their dory out the next time, and they do the same thing. They're having a fine time. This one's now, the guy with the missing arm now is having a hard time drinking his tea. So that's frustrating for him, but he's there anyway. And they chum the water up with fresh pig's blood. They attract these sharks all back in, and they hook up. And this time, the line goes slack again and wraps around the guy's arm, his other arm. So he's about to lose his second arm. And then he goes, hey, man, cut me some slack, but with an English accent. And what it means is cut the slack line before the shark takes it. And it meant literally, don't let the shark have my arm, is what the phrase means. And it got co-opted by the French later. I don't speak the French translation, but it came out later in France to cut somebody some slack, meaning to take it easy on someone. But it really meant, literally, don't let that shark have my arm. That's old English, you know. So there it is. That is your idiom for our National Podcast Posting Month for the PodFix Network. Clay Groves, fishnerds.com, out. I said I'm out. I'm leaving. Here's your theme music.
Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds, fish nerds, fish nerds, it's a podcast.
Just for the halibut!
Fry it in a basket or broil it.
Gravity Beer Productions, in association with the PodFix Network, is proud to bring you Armchair Radio, an interactive sports and pop culture podcast. Each episode, we analyze past and upcoming matchups, discuss the latest headlines from the world of sports, and give you the fantasy tips you need to win your league. But that's not all. We want you involved. Join us as we pick games each week. Submit your picks and see who comes out on top at the end of the season. Or call the Armchair Radio hotline and let us know what's on your sports brain. Follow us on Twitter at Team Armchair. Call the hotline at 405-785-0355 and subscribe anywhere fine podcasts are sold. It's Armchair Radio from Gravity Beard, the absolute best source for sports news, game analysis, fantasy tips, and more.
You've been listening to a podcast of the PodFix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @PodFix on Twitter, official_PodFix on Instagram, @PodFix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to PodFix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The PodFix Network, artist-owned and loved.